The one thing that really drives us is that our customers get very, very excited when they install one of our trackers. And we have extraordinarily happy customers, and that's what kind of keeps us going. And one of the symptoms of that or outcomes of that is that we have probably at least 100 customers that have named their solar system. And when I'm at a solar conference and I'm talking to a rooftop solar person, I often ask them, have you ever had someone name your solar system? And they just look at me cross-eyed, like, what are you talking about? No, of course nobody has named their solar system on their roof, but like some people name their car, right? And so people tend to name their tracker because it moves, it always points at the sun. You look at it on a cloudy day and it's pointing at the sun. You know where the sun is. Your kids go out and you get to talk about the solstice and the equinox, and it points higher now because we're in the summer. It points lower, we're in the winter. Oh, the sun is setting and it's really way south of west in the winter. And then the sun is setting in the summer and it's way north of west. Like, oh. And so it's very engaging. A lot of parents use it with their kids. And one of my favorite stories is we have a glaciologist who's a customer and has spent his career walking around on glaciers on the high mountains in the Andes and Mount Kilimanjaro, a very outdoor person, obviously, to be running around on these glaciated peaks. And he says that, I thought I knew a lot about what the sun did, and I learned more from watching the tracker out my bathroom window every morning. And so I'm kind of proud of that one, actually, that it really engages people in a way and brings it into their life and sort of refocuses how they think about the sun and stars and the environment and the world we live in. And so that's part of it. Very rewarding. But it's been, we've definitely had been a lot more headwinds than certainly more than I anticipated. And I thought we would be able to scale this much faster and have a much bigger footprint than we've had. And we've been, just as we get onto a good track, we've had a lot of cases where the policies change to sort of waylay our plans pretty significantly. So that part is definitely frustrating. So we're moving into California, which is, they have more sun, of course, but they also have more expensive electricity. But they also have a big issue that the utilities are getting very constrained. It's not just around the country, largely because of AI and the data centers. A lot of grids are going to be coming under a lot of stress. And we're going to see a lot more. And climate change, between climate change and increased demand, we're going to see a lot of grid stress. And so in California, there are a lot of places where people want to add EV chargers for their employees. Employees are demanding it, and they can't. The utility says, well, it's at least 2 years before we can add chargers. We don't have the capacity on this line to put in more load. So that's a case where we can come in and say, yeah, we can install it next week and just plop it down, and we don't need the grid, and we start charging cars. And the big thing is there's no greenwashing possible. It goes under car. There's no place else to go. There's no way to play games. And again, it's a very direct kind of thing. And I think in the long term, it adds a lot more grid resiliency. So that's, so we're certainly, as a company, we're certainly excited by that and hope to expand that very significantly. We think in general, sort of the off-grid options that were challenging due to price in the past, if suddenly prices, a lot of equipment's come down, a lot of batteries come down, and are allowing a lot more options. So there's going to be a whole lot of development there, which I think ultimately will provide a lot more resilience for individuals and communities. There's a lot of excitement in new technology, and there's a lot of technology that's come out in clean energy. It's a very fast-moving field. It's been huge progress in the years that we've been doing it. A lot of prices have come down, a lot of technology's changed. And so there's kind of huge opportunities. Energy is a really, really big market. And it was really decades ago, probably 20 years ago, I remember a famous venture capitalist who said that energy is the mother of all markets. It's a $6 trillion market. And that was 20 years ago. So I don't know what the number is today, but it's a pretty massive market. And clean energy is sweeping the world, with or without the United States. There's some in Norway now, it's 95% of new cars sold are electric vehicles. Even some recently heard a number like Uruguay is almost half of the new cars are electric. So a lot of countries that are moving into clean energy very, very fast. The amount of solar going into China is astounding. It's just unbelievable amount of solar in China now. And the opportunities is going back to my Africa experience. Technology changed largely because of clean energy of what people in rural areas can do. Now a very small solar system attached to essentially, you think of an old-fashioned oil lamp, but now instead of a little container at the bottom that would have, you know, a long time ago, whale oil and some kind of fuel for a lamp, now is a battery. And you can, in a very small solar panel, can charge that and people can have light and they can have internet access and they can charge a cell phone and they can charge music, which are the things that are important. People like to communicate, they like music, you know, and that is now accessible to even really poor people around the world. And so it's a fundamental change from decades ago when I did a lot of work in Africa. So the ability of rural Africans to sort of integrate into the global economy is kind of a whole new thing because they can have phones, they can communicate, they can have electricity where they never had electricity. It's cheaper now to put in solar in these rural communities than it would be to string an electric line to that community, which may be 10 miles away from the next nearest community. So it's fundamentally transforming the world as we speak.